We'd finished dinner and I'd gone into the den, and I turned on the TV when she walked in. And she kissed me on the cheek like a million times before. She said, "I know it's kind of late, but if you don't mind, my shopping's gotten a little behind, and I think I'll drive downtown to the grocery store." Oh, I didn't look up. I just nodded okay and asked her to hand me an ashtray. And when she did, I just reached over and squeezed her hand. And then she left, and I shuddered a minute as I thought of my world without her in it. And I reassuringly sought the touch of my wedding band. Well, I must have been dozing, because I didn't hear the door, and I thought, strange, I've never done that before. But I looked up, and she was standing by my chair. "Kind of snuck up on me," I said. And she smiled and nodded her head. And I told her she just looked like an angel standing there. Well, for a long moment, she didn't say a thing. And then she caressed her gold wedding ring. And I thought I saw a teardrop in her eye. "Oh, you'll never know how much I love you," she said. And I thought of the many years that we'd been wed, and I told her no one could be as happy as I. And then the strangest feeling filled the room, not one of happiness, but of gloom. And for the first time, I saw sadness in her face. I reached out to touch her, and she drew away and told me again that ours was a love that time could never erase. And then I thought I heard a thousand voices singing, and I realized it was the telephone ringing. And that's when I saw tears flowing down her lovely face. I turned trembling to the receiver, and I heard a cold voice say that there had been a wreck out on the highway. And I knew that when I looked back, she wouldn't be there, because it was my angel's way of saying goodbye.